We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Foursquare Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
A very blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, and wherever you're listening to this program. I greet you in the most powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And of course, as usual, I'm happy and excited to be able to come back to you today and share with you again the Word of God, the blessings of God, and to testify of the goodness of God, and how wonderful and marvelous He is, and how He's sustaining us, and how He's working with us, how He's blessing us, and the things that He's going to do with us for this year, 2025. Praise the name of God. I'm glad to have these persons with me, men of God and women of God, in the studio, Reverend Gail Price, Mr. Elder Andrew Octave, and of course, Apostle Chris in the studio with us. You'll be hearing from them as usual. We're going to be still going down the road discussing the topic that we have for our year, new day, new year, praise God, Jubilee year, fulfillment. And the various aspects that we're pulling from the Word of God, showing the new year, new day in the lives of the apostles and other persons in the Bible. Praise God. Today we're going to go back to the book of Acts and share on what happened, you know, to the disciples. And I'll share some personal testimonies of things that are happening in our lives. Praise God. Because we're experiencing a new year and a new day. Praise God. We're going to ask Apostle Chris to pray for us.
Father God, what a wonderful privilege it is for us to call upon your name. You are the only God in the universe. There's none before you, there's none but you. And we honor you, we worship you. We give you all the glory because you deserve it. We also privilege, Lord, to call upon your name and speak to the nation of Barbados and wherever our voices can be heard. The message that you have for us, and that message that you love all of us. You care. Not willing that anyone should perish, but everyone should come to the truth. May we all hear this message.
Praise God.
Wherever you're sitting, whichever little room or sit, could you have, wherever you are and you hear this message, remember God cares. He loves you and wants the best for you. All we have to do is open our hearts and receive it. It's the greatest gift we ever will have. Open the gift to God and let Him do your life all He wants. And I assure you, all of us will work for the better, we become much better. We always have a destination and this purpose within our life. We ask this mercy in Jesus' name. Amen.
We give Him praise and thanks, Apostle Chris. God is still God in 2025. The God that said, let there be in the beginning, is still the God who is speaking, hallelujah,
amen,
to our lives and to our circumstances, saying, let there be. And we trust Him to do whatever is needed to be done in our lives and in our families' lives in Jesus' name. And especially in our churches. Praise the Lord. We want to just have a team for today. And that team will be, they had been with Jesus. We started that last week. So in order to have your new day and new year, you must be with Jesus. It will not happen outside of Jesus. It will not happen without Jesus. You have to be with Jesus, walk with Jesus, talk with Jesus. Then you will have your new day. Because He's the one that will bring it to pass. He's the one that will make it happen. Praise God. And so, Reverend Gail is going to read for us the scripture in the book of Acts.
Thank you, Apostle, and good morning to all the listeners. Acts chapter 4, I'm going to read verse 1 to 4, then verse 7 and verse 13. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to be about 5,000, verse 7. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Verse 13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus.
Praise God. Look, when I read that, I always get this excitement, you know, that these men, you know, the fact is, these religious men, you know, the ones that were opposing the message of God, the message that the disciples, having been with Jesus, were released now under the Holy Spirit's empowerment to share and to preach on. And suddenly, they had this group of men coming together, religious men, and it's sad though, because it was religious men that really killed Jesus, that crucified Jesus, the chief priests and all that, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and so on. And these men, temple guards, and so on, temple guards, men that worked in the temple, all of those came out against Peter and John and the disciples and began to oppose what was happening, the new move and the new era of God. They fought against it. Because the enemy is a devil resisting it. Everything is in the move of God. There'll be some resistance.
Yeah.
Once it's God, it's going to be opposition. Mm-hmm. It's going to be pushback. There's going to be some individual used by the enemy who will want to say, it ain't God, and this can't work, and so on. That's why Gamaliel had to warn them, you know, be careful,
because
if this is of God, if it's not of God, you know, leave it alone.
Yeah.
It ain't going to stand. But if it's of God, you will be fighting against God. Mm-hmm. And nobody can fight against God and win. But the thing that concerns me is that these were religious men. I should know better. And these are the ones that you know, crucified Jesus because they didn't want his truth. And, you know, and it's sad. Today, we see a lot of that too. People in church oppose things that they're not used to. When they say a new move of God and a new era, I ain't know about that. I've never seen that. But yeah. God is always evolving, though.
Yeah.
God is not stagnant. God is always changing. And as if we are with God, we will experience new things every day.
Yes.
Praise God. I got saved at a very young age at 9, and I know God as a daddy. I know him as a friend. I know him as a savior. I know him as a director. I know him as a pastor.
Yes.
And I love the fact that he's pastor. Because when things go wrong in church and you don't know where to turn, I turn to him and say, this is your church, no? And whatever you need to do, just do it. And so one of the things that's very important that we must look at is that being with God is vital for survival. For survival. Is vital for our ministry. It's vital for us to make it as children of God, especially in this day when there's a lot of darkness. We're in the area of our 30th homicide.
Yeah.
Our 30th homicide. My heart bleeds. And I am so concerned as to what's happening in my nation. Is this the barbarous that we know? No.
Not at all.
It isn't. The young men of God, this violent spirit, you know, doing their own, shooting one another. Blood in the streets is crazy. This is when the church must now be the church. And in this new era, the church will be walking in power and authority.
That's right.
Praise God. But one of the things we must remember is that first, it's God that calls us unto himself. We don't get into the church because we like church. Or we like what we see and all that. We go to church and we give our lives to God because the Holy Ghost pulls us.
Mm-hmm.
It's the conviction of the Holy Spirit on our lives that pulls us to the Lord and causes us to reach out and say, God, I am a sinner, save me. Praise God. And then secondly, once you are with Jesus, there might be a manifestation in your life.
Nice.
Because they were with God. When they went to the temple, they said, look at us. Check us out. We're the same men to you. But wearing the same clothes, going at the same time, but something has happened. So look at us, because we're manifesting now the power of God. We're experiencing our new era. We're now in a new era, new move, and this move is the move to bring salvation to mankind and release the church, birth the church in the earth. And the same man was there for over 40 years. They told him, seven gold have we done, but such as we have, we give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, where's one walk? That's the manifestation.
Yes.
You cannot be with Jesus and not manifest life and power and healing and great things. And I'm glad that God has been faithful to us as a church. I mean, we meet on Sundays or Thursday nights. There's a manifestation of the presence of God and the glory of God. I cannot have church without the glory. I cannot have church without the presence, because then I'll be running on empty. And I'll be doing my thing rather than God's thing. Praise God. I'm glad to have that. The third thing is, if you are with Jesus, you're spending time with Jesus, you're called, first of all, and then you're manifesting in your life the presence of God and the power of God. And the third thing, it will impact those who you meet and the places that you go. You can't be in a workplace. Say you're a child of God and you'll be with Jesus and the people around you are not impacted. You can't live in a neighborhood and the people around you are not impacted. Granted, you're some neighbors, you do what you can. You say as much as possible. Be at peace with all men.
Amen.
But there's some people that might be difficult. Bless God. But I remember when I first moved to where I was living now, I said, I don't like the fact that nobody knows each other. You know, we have to do something. I moved here. I moved to my place in 1987. And most of the persons where I lived abroad and came here for the summer and so on. But those that were around us, nobody knew. Nobody worked together, they didn't talk. Whatever. I said, no, I can't live in that neighborhood. I must impact my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I must impact my neighbors. What I have on me, I must impart to them. This presence, this joy, this glory, the joy of salvation. I must impart that. And so I sent out a note to invite everybody to my house for a meeting in the neighborhood. That is the time when there were no signs in the neighborhood watching. And so it was new to them. And that night, that day, it rained, and it was flooding. And I said, oh my goodness me, nobody's going to come. Everybody came.
Wow.
My house was packed in and out. And that's where we started that. And people, you know, were able to coordinate, talk. And now, today we have this what do you call this group chat? And we can if something's happening,
yeah.
They see a stranger, they can always send a message out.
Yeah.
You must impact where you are. And you can't be in your workplace and have people around you who don't know the Lord and you. I don't want you going in there every day preaching and you know, taking your time, your work time, to go in and preach and stuff like that. But what you do, how you do it, how you live, must impact where you are at work, where you live, the places you go, and the people that you meet. They must say, there's something different about you. There's something different about what you're saying. There's something different about how you operate. Because you've been with Jesus. Whenever you've been with Jesus, it must show. You cannot hide the glory. It's like a fire. You can't hide fire. Mm-hmm. Fire is going to show up. Wherever it is, it's going to show up. When the fire of God is upon you, the presence of God is upon you, it must be seen. And then being with Jesus sustains your life, right? And renew your spirit man. And sometimes if we go through discouragement, or you feel sick, you feel, Lord, can I make it? That's when the presence of God, being with Jesus, revitalizes us.
For sure.
Hallelujah. Sustains us in the temptations, sustains in the trials, sustains us through the fiery furnace, sustains us in the lion's den, sustains us through everything we're going, it sustains us. When others are giving up, we say, I'm not giving up because God is with me and you're with God. And that's important to remember. Praise God. And then the last point here, after you've been with Jesus, you become like him.
Amen.
You look like him, talk like him, act like him. Praise God. I want to give a story. I absolutely love mangoes and papayas, my favorite fruit. And so my next door neighbor gave me two papayas, papaya trees, like 5 years ago. I planted the papaya trees. And they wouldn't bear for nothing. One tree just stood there, stunted. The other tree tried to grow, but it wouldn't thrive. And it started to bend over to kind of reach for the sunlight. So, and I tied a cord and pull it back and so on. But then I had to cut my mango tree down because the monkeys won't let me be in peace. So I had to cut the mango tree down, big mango tree, with there are hundreds of mangoes. And you know, suddenly I look at the papaya tree. And I realize the papaya tree is really beginning to grow.
Yeah.
And I look at it again in a couple of months and I see it's starting to get taller, starting to get a little wider. And I struck, and then he started to pause. I was like, what on earth is happening? What is it? The sun.
Yeah.
The sun was shining. The sun was the source of light. And the sun was, before, it wasn't getting the sunlight. Mm-hmm. And that's why it wasn't prospering. Mm-hmm. And it was so, you know, helpless and looking really sickly. That's the same thing with us. If we're not with Jesus, the Son, hallelujah, the Son of God, the one that brings sunshine and power into our lives, we will walk around helpless and, you know, handicapped and not being able to function. But when we are in His presence and the Son is with us and we're with the Son, we are in with Him, we will be like that papaw tree, man.
Yeah.
We will grow and prosper and bring forth good fruit. I promise to give you on my papaws. Now, I'm very selfish when it comes to my papaws, right? I don't like to share it. I don't share my papaws
with me.
You get and I'm going to share my papaws so she can see how delicious and sweet they are. But I share with the next door neighbor who gave me the papaw tree. Yeah. So whenever I see anything, I'll give it. If I give him the first one, because he gave me the tree. Oh, praise God. So here's the thing. If you're with Jesus, somebody's going to know. Yes. They're going to show.
Yes.
You can't hide the glory. You can't hide the presence. You can't hide the fact that you're with Jesus. When you are singing in the choir, somebody's going to know you've been with Jesus. When you're preaching, somebody's going to know you've been with Jesus. Whatever you're doing at church, somebody's going to see the manifestation of the glory of God when you've been with Jesus. These men, although they were critical men, criticizing, and they were full of a lot of violence and negative thoughts against the apostles, they could not but say the truth.
They had to confess it.
They had to confess the truth, man. Where they said, you know, we recognize. We have taken note. We have taken note that these men have been with Jesus. But they've been with Jesus from the time he called them.
Yeah.
And even all the time they were there when Lazarus came forth, they were there when the widow's son of Nain came back. They were there when he turned water into wine. They saw the miracles. And then he was always constantly breathing on them, laying hands on them. And he was imparting to them all the time. Even though they fell down and deserted him, the time with him counted. 3 years they were with Jesus. And guess what? He told them, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, he'll bring all things back to your remembrance. All the teaching, all the impartation, everything. When you were with me, with Jesus, will come back. And it did. And it was explosive.
Amen.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. If I don't stop here, nobody's going to get a chance.
Pastor, I want to add one important thing.
Go ahead.
I want to add one important
thing. Go ahead, Pastor Chris.
The difference between disciples coming to fulfill the purpose of God is that after a while they came to their senses. While they were, well, just on earth, it was who was head, who was this, who would be at my feet, or all those kind of stories. Everybody wanted to be seen. When Jesus told them the full package and they grasped it, and it became their reality, it did not matter then who was head. It did not matter which office we hold. It was the office that we represent, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that became our priority to the degree that nothing else in those guys will say what they had to say.
Please God.
That's huge.
Yes, please. Reverend Gail.
Praise God. One thing that I can ask today is, who's making note of you today? Who's taking note? The Sadducees and all the high priests, etc.
Yeah.
They said they took note.
Yeah.
And one of the things about it was that they said specific descriptions. They were unschooled.
Yes.
They were ordinary. Right? And they're, in other words, as a Bajan parlance, they were Nafanarians. But next still, they took note that they were with Jesus. And why did they take note? Because they recognized that there was a man that for 40 years, was there waiting to be healed. And in one day, in one moment, he was able to jump and leap and dance into the temple of God. So they had no choice but to confess it. You know, so people might see you as ordinary. But as long as you follow, and that's the thing about the disciples, even though we say they're wishy-washy, they follow Jesus. And even in obedience, when he told Mary, tell them I am coming to them, they waited until he comes. And then when he turned and he told them, wait
in Jerusalem until you become imbued with power. They waited, and then the Holy Ghost came, and from then it was a shift. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A new era and a new day. There was a new movement that was happening. Hallelujah. And from there, they just took off. And behind it was the signs and the miracles and the wonders that followed. Even their shadow, the shadow of Peter healed people. So they could be opposition. I don't know who we are talking to today, Apostle, but there might be people within your church that might be opposing you. There might be people in your neighborhood and work. Let them see that you have been with Jesus, because the signs, the wonders, and the miracles, your lifestyle will show them that you have been with Jesus. They must take note of you in Jesus' name. They must take note that you have been with Jesus. Hallelujah.
And I don't believe it ended there, because I forget they were in prison.
Right.
And the guards must have taken note.
Yes, the guards must have taken note.
When they were at the door, guarding.
Acts chapter 5. Guarding the door. And the angel. Acts 5:17-22. Hallelujah. Then the high priest and the associates and the members were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in jail. But during the night, bless God, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go stand in the temple court, he said, and tell the people about this new life. Bless God. And that they prayed, they entered. And then when they slept, the jail people said, we were standing at the door all night and the door locked back, and then we know that Peter and John walk out. Bless God. No, they had to tell God that they had been with Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's a jailbreak.
That's a jailbreak.
Holy
jailbreak.
Blessed good morning, everyone. As we hear Shane in this great and awesome setting, something comes to mind. In the days of creation, the plants were connected to this source of life, earth.
Yes.
So to the land-based animals. The creatures in the sea were connected to this source of life. And if they moved from that source, they died. Man was created to be connected to God. But we chose to walk away from our source of life. And because we walked away from our source of life, today we have everybody now dead. But in the book of Acts, when we saw that Peter and John spent time in God's presence and reconnected to the source of life, then we saw the first miracle that the early church performed, the man who came out leaping. Jumping, and then he too connected to the source of life. Today, I will tell you, before I know Christ, I was existing. No, no ways about it. I was going through life existing day to day,
Jesus,
party to party, fact to fact. But then one day, I got connected to my source of life, and now I no longer exist. I live because Christ says, I have come to give life and to give it more abundantly. So today, I ask you, what got you? You're living, or are you existing?
Jesus.
And if you're existing, let us show you the source of life that can make you go from a leper or a lame or chained or bound or in prison to be truly and miraculously free to serve God.
Hallelujah.
I leave that question with you, my brothers and sisters.
Manifesting the glory of God and the power of God and the greatness of God. This is amazing. And you know, so many persons got to hundreds, thousands were saved and impacted. Because the manifestation of the glory of God was seen. They were convinced because of what they saw.
Yes.
You understand? Imagine next coming to them saying, "Well, you know, we're Christians, we're, you know," and Jesus died, and what happened? They saw the manifestation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The church must get back to that place where we don't have to talk much.
Mm-mm.
But we have the show.
Yes.
Praise God. My little granddaughter, when she was in nursery school, we bring home things every day from school. But take school things. And I said, what is it for? She said, we have the show and tell.
Show and tell.
We have the show and tell.
Yeah.
And by the time the church now show and tell.
Glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to show that the will of God with us. And we're going to tell them what it is like to be with Jesus. How marvelous and awesome it is. Even if you're going through some dark times, it's not dark because you're with Jesus. He's light.
Yes, he's light.
He's a light. He's a source of light. That's why the poetry could not have won anything because the sun would
block
the sun off. Who is blocking the sun off of your life? And as soon as the mango tree was moved, that thing sprouted and just took life because, you know, it wanted light. We need the light of Jesus and we cannot exist without him. You might think you're living your life and you're happy, but guess what? You're not really. True life comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
True happiness comes from God.
God,
true, you know, fulfillment comes from knowing God and being with Jesus. Reverend Gail.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. What an awesome word this is today. Pray that people will hear and respond. We want to thank and give much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Isle Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information 436-4753, 436-4753. Let us know how this program has impacted you. You can contact us 422-2512 or 432-6479. And we're located 4th Avenue, Rock Dundo, St. James. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Thank you, Reverend Gail. I want to pray for someone listening right now. Who may be saying, you know, that word touched me. I'm not spending time with Jesus. I don't know what the last day that I've been with Jesus. And I'm feeling the loss of not being with Jesus because you got to feel it because he's our source of life. And so today I pray that whatever it is that has stood in your way, whatever it is that has hindered you, whoever it is that has hindered you is now removed in Jesus' name. We come against every opposition to your deliverance.
In the name of Jesus.
Every opposition to your wish in the place where you are a connection with God, you're spending time with God, and that you are in that place where everyone knows that you have been with Jesus. I bless you today by the power of God. I declare that you're going to experience your new day and your new year, and that you will have a testimony. That things might look dark and dismal and gray right now, but guess what? The new day is coming. I prophesy to you, your new day is coming. It's here. Your new year. Reach out and touch Jesus. He intends to bless you. For all of us as Christians, our testimony must always be, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives with us. Once you walk with the Lord and you spend time with him and you're being with him, somebody got to see that you've been with Jesus. Somebody going to take note that you have been with Jesus. God bless you all and make your blessing in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.